The next patient is Katrina, C-A-T-R-I-N-A, Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. Number one, this is the follow-up appointment for this 42-year-old African-American female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus with the evidence of arterial hypertension and proteinuria that has been going on for a lengthy period of time. The first appointment was in March 9th of 2021, and at that time we had evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient has been following the diet. Has been taking the medications, and the laboratory workup shows that she has a serum creatinine of 3.54, a BUN of 39, and an estimated GFR that is 16. The patient has a CO2 of 19, and for that reason, we are going to start the patient on bicarbonate, 650 milligrams POBID. Period, the prescription was called to the pharmacy. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension doesn't seem to be under control. The patient takes nifedipine, 30 milligrams once a day, labetalol, 200 milligrams once a day, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams on a daily basis, period. We are going to increase the nifedipine to one tablet every 12 hours. Restrict the intake of salt. Restrict this fluid intake, and we will monitor. Following number, the patient has significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 2.4 grams of protein per gram of creatinine. Following number, the patient has a saturation of iron that is 7%. We are going to start her in new iron, one tablet POBID. Period, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. However, during this laboratory set, there is no result of the cholesterol. We will pursue it for the next appointment. Period. A lengthy discussion was carried with the patient regarding the initiation of the dialysis. It's imminent that this patient is going to be on renal replacement therapy. Period. I consider reasonable for this patient to be aware that sooner rather than later, she will be on renal replacement therapy. We explained to her the modalities of therapy, for her to think about it. And we are going to monitor the lab and the general condition. And reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Period. The patient seemed to understand what is going on. She is gainfully employed, and she will have insurance to cover for the medical needs, either the present insurance versus Medicare when she starts dialysis. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.